I am really happy to be with you. I know if you had been looking for a podcast, I know I've sort of been away and I've needed to rise up. Well, I will tell you what I've been learning or what has been helping me, what's been shown to me soon in a perhaps a different podcast. Right now, I want to open up healing. Open up healing. On the Facebook group page, I was just asking if anyone had a topic they think would be interesting to bring on the podcast. And we did get a response. And I think it's useful for all of us to consider at some point in our lives. So this question was basically about how to, well, it had to do with being afraid to love. And I guess that now we can say as being ready to open to experiencing love and expressing love and being ready to heal and no longer have our present opportunities be clouded or obscured by the past or by ideas that no longer serve us. And in some cases, we may be talking about moving past hurt, loosening free from hurt, floating away from hurt. Being alone is okay. If you are having this these energies arise in you, though, that are creative and they are expressive, and you're becoming aware that you feel ready and you want to be expressing and sharing in these energies with someone, having shared experiences. Well, let's decide. Let's decide right now that you can. And we can be very helped by, now I want to really consider what I'm about to say. And it may seem odd. It may seem so odd that, you know, it's just one of those statements that passes by, but let's really take a look at this statement. Because first, we need to cherish ourself. Cherish ourself. That may be a word that we may have never even used. Or some people may have. Often, it gets used to refer to something that is perceived as very innocent. And we may have mistakenly been creating or accumulating beliefs which we use to make up a story about ourselves. Call that an identity or personality or status. Even if these are ideas that have to do with how we think others might think about us, we really need to be free from any idea of identification. Our past is not even real. All that is real is our expression of truth. And if you are prepared to have your expression with truth in a romantic context, well, first of all, be ready for that perfect context. And when I had some ideas about, now I'm by no means an authority on this, so these are just what's occurred to me or what is occurring to me now. We can recognize that not everyone is going to be worthy of your intimacy. They're not going to be worthy of your emotional attention. So, of course, we need to be with the person who is deserving. And I was considering some ways that you might be able to tell where the person's coming from. And one way is to ask. There are so many important questions. I was considering the ideas of when people are first dating, let's say a first, second, maybe third date, where a person is getting to know the other person. You can ask all kinds of questions, and the person should really respect you for wanting to understand them. And if the person can't handle serious questions, well, then you have your answer right there. For example, if you asked, "Are you committed to selfless love?" I would be amazed if someone asked that question to me. I'm married, but if, in the way I'm considering this, I just think that would be a profound start if two people were speaking on those sorts of terms. And the greatest, most erotically charged feelings are going to be when you join in feeling with someone, not just doing something for yourself. So I would say it is totally within your right to ask questions. When someone goes into a job interview, there are all sorts of questions designed to really get a peek into the mentality and the history of the person and their work ethic. You could even ask questions that have a scale. The answer could be on a scale of 1 to 10. How ready are you for an exclusive relationship? Or any question that helps your understanding, that would either confirm or that would either confirm moving forward or confirm needing to move on from that person. And like I say, if the person can be mature, they will enjoy getting to know each other, getting to know you on a deep level. If you've been hurt, or if you even feel weary, a helpful visualization we mentioned moments ago is to know that you can rise up out of hurt. Now, this visualization can utilize a little bit of imagination, because sometimes we're not, in our waking mind, we're not thinking about floating up off the ground, for example. But in this case, being a little imaginative can go a long way to realizing what's happening. If you imagine yourself rising up out of hurt, a lot of times, if you're kind of perceiving a little bit of a visual element to what I'm describing, kind of looks like a dirty cloud, or just dark sort of cloud thickness, and you're rising up out of it. And as you're rising up out of it, you are coming into a light. And this is total imagination, so you're welcome to think of that as a sunshine. And this is imaginative, and there's certainly no risk of harm. You can fly right into that sunshine. Maybe it's an orange sunshine. Maybe it's totally white. Maybe it's golden. Out of hurt. Into a purity of light. It is so light that forms seem to go away. You can speak affirmations to yourself. Be overly encouraging. Be overly positive. Even so much so that it may feel a little silly. You can do affirmations in the mirror. And really speak to your true self. Really love, 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 love yourself. And I don't really feel as though you need to go chasing after anyone. You don't need to go looking for anyone. All we really need to do is be ourselves and cherish ourselves. We don't need any judgment any longer. We don't judge ourselves. I accept you fully. I accept myself fully. If you've had a frustration with how people have been in dating situations or in that scene, be different. Rise above that scene. Rise above that level of mentality. We might not be sure if anyone's there when we rise above. Well, I have a feeling that the right person is right there. I love you. Thanks for being with me.